This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Luke Burbank.
I'm Alex Chadwick. If you've ever dreamed of writing books, here's a tip. There is a writer's class at Columbia University's School of Journalism in New York that, as Lou Olkowski reports, has quite a record.
Every year, Professor Sam Friedman starts the semester by bringing former students to speak with his class. Leah Leibovitz graduated back in 2002. Since then, he published his first book, Aaliyah.
This is really war. If you want this, you have to fight for this.
Recently, Leal had dinner with a friend who was also writing a book. But his friend never attended this seminar.
The difference between myself having been through this class and him is the difference, if you will, between, like, you know, a militiaman and a Navy SEAL. You know, they both have guns, but only one was trained to kill. I think the number one thing that you need to realize about this class is that it is painfully for real. This is not an exercise.
So if you're not ready to do it, if you're not ready to do this work, then please, please, the door is still open, and I'll be happy to hold it gracefully on your way out.
Sam Friedman first came to Columbia about 15 years ago. At the time, he was working on his first book.
By the end of it, I was stricken with an incredible case of cabin fever, and so when a friend of mine on the faculty here offered me the chance to come and give a talk to his class, I seized on it. Got tired of being alone in my apartment all day long.
The class is modeled on great conservatories like the Juilliard School. It teaches students how to report and write narrative nonfiction, and then guides them to write a book proposal. Friedman's teaching method is a combination of the loving community and the reign of terror.
When I have a great editor, there's a part of me that fears failing them, and that in a perpetually childlike way yearns to please them. And I think that's a good thing. I think that doing a book, especially at this point in my students' careers, should intimidate you.
In the current class, students face their first critique. Some students find the frank feedback uncomfortable, but Murari Abdiani is beaming.
I've had my own father to deal with, you know, who's a Pashtun from Afghanistan. So, you know, Sam Friedman is a cupcake. But in the best possible way, and I have the most respect for that because he reminds me of people that I know and I come from.
So far, more than 40 book deals have come out of the seminar. It's not unheard of for 5 students out of a class of 15 to get a contract. Lindsay Pollack just published her first book, The Girl with the Gallery.
I do feel like I'm talking about one of these Hollywood movies where you have this inner city school and this teacher gives it all. But, you know, you really felt that passion coming across that he wants you to succeed.
She recalls a time when the class wasn't succeeding, when everyone was losing hope. Professor Friedman played some African drumming and told them they each had ashe, a Yoruba concept meaning the ability to make it happen.
And he just kind of cast this spell on us to do our books, and that we were going to take it to the finish line and get these proposals done and work as hard as we could. No cliches and all the horrible things we had to avoid. And, you know, it really sunk in. It really sunk in.
Mixed metaphors, overwriting, and cliches are beaten out of every student through inspiration or humiliation. Whatever it takes. In an appeal to collective guilt, Professor Friedman tallies everyone's cliches at the end of each critique.
And so, drumroll, 30-something talking heads, golden age, more trouble than is worth. Yeah, Dan. Yeah, man. Reign of terror, toe of the line. Terry, you too. Washed up, blew away, dust settled, and old school. This week's CPP index, 0.875.
CPP is the cliché per person index. As class breaks, one student jokes that old school might not actually be a cliché.
Tell it to the judge. Tell it to the judge. As I say on the basketball court, Dan, don't bring that weak shit.
Despite the abysmal cliché index, everyone is excited. Still, no one seems more optimistic than Sam Friedman.
There's this amazing romantic quality that continues to exist in the publishing world of looking for the next great writer, of looking for the next great book. There's still a place for a brilliant young writer to be published.
For NPR News, I'm Lou Olkowski in New York.
And you can read Professor Friedman's tips about how to write a book of narrative nonfiction and see a list of his students' published books at npr.org.